It's good to see everyone here today.
很高兴看到大家。
And I hope each one of you are enjoying this holiday season.
希望你们每一个人都在这个节日当中很愉快。
A few weeks ago, one of the high schoolers that I teach in Texas asked me where I live.
几个礼拜前呢，在德州我在教的一个高中生，他问我，住在哪里。
So I answered her. I said Dallas Seminary.
我就回答说在 Dallas 神学院。
Maybe it's a New Jersey Asian accent, but then she responded by asking me, "Why do you live in a cemetery?"
所以那就回答说住在那个神学院，但是可能是新州的这个口音还是亚裔的口音，他居然听错了，他就问我说你怎么住在墓园呢？
I chuckled a little bit and I said, "No, I don't live in a cemetery, but I live in a seminary."
那我笑了一下，就觉得告诉他说我不是住在墓园，而是住在神学院，因为那两个字音很像。
But you know what? I think oftentimes the students at the seminary do really look like as if they live in a cemetery.
那有的时候呢，我觉得我们神学院的学生呢，真的看起来好像就是住在墓园这么忧愁的。
Instead of enjoying their studies, they become stressed and depressed, and they're afraid to fail.
他们并不是说这么就是喜欢这么这念书念得这么顺利哈，反而是很他们因为不想要那个学的 fail 就是那个失败，所以呢就很紧张。
I think the cause for this is the fact that they forget their reason for being there, which is to encounter God and be equipped to serve Him.
我想呢，原因呢就是他们可能忘记了他们在神学院的目的，他们是要遇到神来认识神。
You're probably not in seminary, but during this Christmas season, perhaps you don't feel that merriness in Christmas.
虽然你不是在神学，也许在这个圣诞节季节，你也不是觉得有这么愉快。
In fact, you're probably sick of hearing people saying "Merry Christmas."
你大概已经很讨厌听到们大家还在说那个圣诞节快乐。
Psychology Today did a study and demonstrated about 45% of us.Actually, become somewhat depressed during the holidays due to various stressful reasons.
有一个心理学杂志呢，叫 Psychology Today， 他就是做了一个研究，他说大概有45%的人呢，在节日的时候呢，就感到很忧郁，很焦躁。
And as Christians, I think we fall into this category as well. And I think it's due to the fact that we forget the reason for the celebration.
那我们这些基督徒呢，也是在这些人里面的，因为呢，我觉得这就是我们也许忘记了我们真正那个庆祝圣诞节的一个原因。
You see, I think we start focusing on the external aspects of Christmas, which could be good, like family gatherings and gift exchange.
我们大概都只那个集中在这个外在的这个庆祝上了。那是这些是好的，是家庭的团聚啊，那个交换礼物是好的。
Or the external circumstances could also be bad, like we don't have the money this year to buy gifts, or we still don't have a job because the economy is still in bad shape.
那也许呢，我们正处在不好的环境里面，因为也许我们没有足够的钱来买礼物，或者我们甚至工作都没有。
I think oftentimes when we think of being blessed, we think of the fortunate circumstances that we're in.
常常呢，我们在想说祝福被祝福这个时候呢，我们都想到是好的事情，好像是那个幸运的事情。
We think of wealth and health and maybe a carefree life.
我们也许就想到财富啊、健康啊、自由自在的生活啊。
You know, our kids are getting straight A's in school, and they're becoming doctors and lawyers. You know, the typical Asian mentality.
那我们都希望我们小孩子在学校里面都得 A 啊，能够那个上医学院啊，做医生啊、律师啊，这是我们亚裔家庭的一个期望。
But the word for blessing in the Greek, makarios, in context, especially in the Gospels, has this meaning of being content.
那我们在那个这个blessing 这个字，就是祝福这个字，在希腊文里面呢，事实上呢，它的那个意思呢，就是让我们有富足、满足。
And this source of contentment is from God.
那这个我们的满足呢，是从神而来的。
For example, in Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, it says, who are the blessed ones?
那在马太福音的五章里面，他就说是谁是被祝福的呢？
It's the poor, the insulted, the meek, the mourners.
那是那些穷苦的，他们忧虑的，有那个就是就是在那个就是
the poor,
the poor.
No money.
那些就是有忧虑的，有那个他们在那个哀悼葬就是哀悼的人这些。
So when you and I read it, we're like, what? These are the blessed ones? How?
那你就会想说，是这些人才被祝福的吗？
Well, they are blessed because the blessing is internal and not external.
但我们知道说被祝福是内在的，并不是外在的。
You see, I think a lot of times we become obsessed with the worldly definition of what it means to be blessed.
那我们呢，也许就是一心一意的想着说被祝福就是都是好的。
And we start worshiping the blessings rather than the blesser.
结果呢，我们所崇拜、所看到的呢，都是这个被祝福的这个东西，而不是被来祝福我们的这个人。
And so what do? We start idolizing the Creator.And what he can do for us, I'm sorry, we start idolizing what the Creator can do for us rather than the Creator himself.
结果我们却去崇拜了这些，就是我们被祝福到的这些事情，而不是被祝福我们的这个来源。
Elizabeth Elliot, the wife of deceased missionary, captured in the movie End of the Spear. She made up the story about Peter and Jesus.
那有一个那个神学院的一个人呢，那个传道人的太太呢，叫 Elizabeth Elliot， 她写了一个电影的
假的 story，
讲了一个故事。
And this is what she said. She said, "One day, Jesus said to his disciples, 'I'd like you to carry a stone for me.'"
她就讲了这么一个故事。她说有一天呢，耶稣基督说，跟他的那个跟随的说使徒们说，你们带一块石头。
He didn't give any explanation, so the disciples looked around for a stone to carry, and Peter, being the practical sort, he sought the smallest stone he could possibly find.
那这些使徒们嘛，他们他叫他们找石头，他们就是找，也没有讲说要找什么样石头。说彼得呢，就去找了一块最小的石头。
After all, Jesus didn't give any instructions for the weight and the size.
虽然那个耶稣没有说讲是对尺寸大小重量没有讲那个指示。
So he put it in his pocket, and Jesus said, "Follow me."
所以大家就把它放在口袋里，就说耶稣就说跟着我来。
He led them on a journey, and about noontime, Jesus had everyone sit down.
那大概走了一段路以后，在中午的时候呢，他就耶稣就跟大家说坐下来吧。
He had the disciples take out their stones, and he waved his hands, and all the stones turned into bread.
他叫他们把他的石头呢拿出来放在面前，那他就挥了一挥手，结果这些石头都变成了面包。
He said, "Now it's time for lunch," and of course, in a few seconds, Peter's lunch was over because just a few pebbles.
那这样子他就说啊，你们可以吃午饭了。当然呢，彼得的饭呢很快就吃完了，因为他的是很小的。
Now when lunch was over, Jesus told them, "Stand up and." I want you to carry a stone for me.
那耶稣就说啊，大家起来吧，我要你们再找一块石头带着。
This time Peter said, "Aha, now I know what to do."
那这次呢，彼得就想着说啊，这次我知道要怎么做了。
So he looked around and saw a small boulder, like a giant rock.
那他就找啊找，就是看到一块那个小型的大石头。
He hoisted it on his back. It was painful.And made him stagger.
那他就把他背在背上，然后呢是很痛苦的，很重，然后呢走路摇摇摆摆。
But he thought, "I can't wait for supper."
所以他就在想呢，他就说，我这是等不及要那个晚饭的时间来到。
Jesus then said, "Follow me," and he led them on a journey. And of course, Peter could barely keep up because the stone was so heavy.
所以耶稣呢就说啊，跟着我来吧，他们就继续走，继续往前走了。那彼得呢，真的是很痛苦，他是跟都跟不上，因为很重。
But he motivated himself by thinking, "Wow, it's going to be an amazing dinner that he's going to feast on."
但他一直呢告诉自己说，那我的晚餐将是会是个非常好的一餐晚餐了。
Well, dinner time came, and Jesus led them to the side of a river.
那晚餐时间很快就到了，那耶稣呢就带领他们呢来到了那个河边。
He said, "Now everyone, throw your stones into the water."
那耶稣呢，这个时候就跟大家说，把你的石头呢丢到河里去。
Of course, all the disciples did that.
嗯，那每一个人呢都照做了。
Then he said, "Follow me."
然后呢，就说跟着我来吧。
And then Peter and all other disciples looked at Jesus dumbfounded.
啊，那彼得呢和其他的使徒们，那个时候他们互相看着目瞪口呆了。
He must be thinking, "Where's the buffet?"
嗯，那他们大概都在想说，那我们那个晚餐去哪里了呢？
Jesus sighed and said, "Don't you remember what I asked you to do?"
那耶稣叹了一口气，就跟大家说，你们还记得为什么要这样做？你是为谁做呢？
Who are you carrying the stone for? For yourself or for me?
你带这个石头是为你自己吗？还是因为我？
See, I think a lot of times we Christians, we start to focus on the blessings we expect to receive from Christ.
也许呢，我们这些基督徒常常有时候呢，我们的期望是在我们所收到的这些祝福。
We see God as this vending machine that, you know, pumps out snacks when we put quarters in.
那好像我们在那个以为这是一个自动贩卖机，我们放那个钱进去，它就会那个掉这个祝福出来。
So if we put enough time in prayer, going to church and tithes, I mean, in your acts of worship, right?We expect him to scratch our back since we scratch his back.
那我们去教堂，我们奉献，我们那个做这些事情呢，我们觉得说我们就是应该有回报的，因为我们做了这些，所以他会对我们也做这些。
You see, God is not some spiritual genie that you rub and he grants your wishes.
因为你知道，耶稣基督呢，并不是一个那个精神上一个神像，你就要摸他，他就会那个给你。
He's the Lord of Lords, and he's the eventual judge of your life.
他是我们的主，他将来呢是会来那个审判我们的日子。
It's not about you, but it's about him.
那并不是都是我们，是因为他。
But even more, he's the internal constant that lives inside of each one of us and testifies to the fact that we belong to God.
他呢是在住在我们里面的一个很久不变的一个那并不就是在我们那个生活当中都会有就是长久住在我们并不是一个外在的。
Listen to me, if that is the case, if Christ is the internal constant that lives in our hearts, then we cannot allow our circumstances, whether good or bad, to control our true joy and happiness.
所以，因为耶稣基督是住在我们心里面的一个很久不变的一个精神，所以呢，不管我们外面的外在的环境是怎么变化，是好是坏，都不应该来影响我们。
So I think oftentimes the reason we look so pitiful and depressing is because we lose our focus on Jesus.
常常我们在那个生活当中觉得可怜又那个无助的时候，是因为我们忘记了我们那个应该要注重的是什么。
We allow the external to control the internal rather than allow the internal to control the external.
我们让外在的环境来影响了我们，而不是让我们内心的那个精神来那个主宰我们。
I think that's really important. So I'm going to say it again. I think we allow the external to control our internal.Rather than allowing the internal control our external.
因为我们让外在来影响了我们，而不是让我们自己内心的这个精神来那个主导我们的行为。
You see, when we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, we'll lose the source of our joy, peace, and purpose in life.
所以，如果我们不注重那个不注重在那个耶稣基督的上面呢，我们就会那个就会失去我们的那个控制。
And when we turn our sources of joy to our circumstances of life, then our emotions will be up and down. It will be very fickle.
因为用外在的环境来影响到我们的时候呢，我们就会那个上下不定又不安这样子。
Instead, we are to let our inner joy, which is Christ in us, to overflow to the external aspects of our life.
那事实上，我们应该让我们内心的这个精神，让那耶稣基督的那个信仰，让我们来那个主宰我们，让这个喜悦从内心出来的。
I want you to see this principle at work, and it's got a couple of passages I'll be reading for. It's Isaiah chapter 9.
那我们下面呢要讲到几节经文，让大家一起来念。第一节呢，第一个章节就是以赛亚书的九章。
489 if you're using the red NIV Bibles.
如果说是 中文的话是旧约的八百十九面。
And then you gotta hold your finger there and then flip over to Habakkuk 3:17.
那第二个呢，就是哈巴谷书在旧约的1101页。
Now Isaiah should be a familiar passage because a lot of times they read it for Christmas.
以赛亚书呢，应该对大家来说是熟悉的，我们常常在圣诞节的时候会念。
And it says this for Isaiah 9:6-7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
以赛亚书的九章六节到七节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
All right, so Habakkuk 3:17 is on page 664.
那下面呢，我们就是念哈巴谷书，在旧约的1101页。
So Isaiah was written 700 years before the birth of Christ. Now you're going to fast forward 200 years.
那这样子呢，就是哈巴谷书是在200年以后，在以赛亚书的200年以后而写的。
And it says this, Habakkuk 3:17, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the field produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
哈巴谷书的三章十七十八节说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，盆内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk probably understood this prophecy found in Isaiah.
哈巴谷呢，他就是那个懂得这个以赛亚的这一个预言。
But where is this promise of peace?
他说这个向你保证的这个平安是哪里来的呢？
All that Habakkuk can see is war, destruction, famine, and desolation.
在那个时候哈巴谷看到的都是不好的一面，那个战争啊，那个贫穷啊，那个这些的等等的困难。
And during this time, you read into the context, he and his people are under captivity, and there appears to be no hope.
在那个时候呢，哈巴谷和他的那些周围的人呢，都是经历了很多的困难，他们好像是没有希望一样。
But yet, look how Habakkuk concludes, right? He said, despite all these unfavorable circumstances of life, he will do what?
你看到吗？哈巴谷在这么不好的环境当中的就是他没有说抱怨，而是说了什么呢？
He will yet rejoice in the Lord his Savior.
但是他说他会那个欢喜快乐因神的救恩。
You see, Habakkuk understands that God is always in control. He's not fickle, and he's constant.
那哈巴谷呢，懂得我主呢是一个恒久永恒的一个力量，他会主宰我们的命运。
Listen, I think oftentimes we let our external circumstances, which are many times unfavorable, we let those things affect.Our emotions.
因为我们常常呢，周围外观的一些事情呢，都并不是照着我们的意愿而来的，所以我们会常常会因为这样子影响我们的那个决定，我们的看法。
I'm not saying don't mourn, you know, don't cry.
我不是说你不能悲伤，那个不能那个就是忧愁。
But I think a lot of times when our world is falling apart, instead of holding on to our faith, what do? We reject it.
因为我们在周围的那个，我们周围的那个环境变化太大的时候呢，我们不是说那个看到我们的信仰，而是我们那个来拒绝。
Instead of fixing our eyes on Jesus and patiently wait for Him, we want someone or something that could give us a quick fix right away.
那我们反而不是说注重在那个集中在那个神的那个道上，而是呢在周围寻找这些能够很快来解决我们问题的这些事情。
But look at what scripture reading for today says in John 1.
那今天的那个约翰福音告诉我们什么呢？
It presents Jesus as light.
他说耶稣是光。
Since I'm a science teacher, I find it interesting that in science, when measuring energy, light is considered a constant in the equation.
因为我是个当时教科学的老师，所以对科学很感兴趣。所以看而且知道呢，那个在物理当中呢，它把光是用作恒数来。
It doesn't change.
光速是不变的。
The speed of light is always going to be 299,782.458 meters per second.
那光的速度呢，永远都是每秒219,979,2458米。
So listen, today if you have trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have the Spirit of Jesus in you.
所以呢，今天我要告诉大家是，耶稣基督的那个精神在我们里面，他是主宰我们的。
And he is constant, and he's the anchor in the storms of life.
它是永恒不变的，它是我们在暴风雨中的那个避风港。
And as a Christian, God never promised a smooth sailing.
作为一个基督徒，你们应该知道，神从来没有保证我们说这是一个一帆风顺的路。
In fact, we Christians face the same amount of problems as a non-Christian, if not even more.
我们基督徒呢，其实面对的那些种种问题呢，跟非基督徒是一模一样的。
So your grocery list or your everyday problems and a non-Christian's grocery list, their problems, right, are more or less the same.
所以作为一个基督徒，你每一天的那个那个一个问题，你所面对的一系列的问题，跟一个非基督徒他每天的面对的一系列的问题其实是一样的。
The only difference is, and it's a big one, is the fact that we have Christ.
最大的不同呢，是一个就是我们有耶稣基督。
And since we have Christ, we can take comfort and have assurance that no matter what happens to us, we still belong to Him.
所以呢，因为我们心里有基督，所以我们知道说，我们就感到很安全，就是我不管发生什么，是我们都是属于基督的。
That He's still Lord, and He's still good, and He's still in sovereign control of our lives.
他是。我们的主，他是永恒不变，他是主宰我们一切的。
Two quick applications as we close.
这两个就是要你们所那个应用的。
Just like we unconsciously blink, right, our eyes every 4 seconds, so then we can refocus on an object we're viewing.
就像我们那个每四秒钟要眨眼睛一样，我们就是眨了眼睛才能够再重新再看清楚。
We need to consciously and repeatedly remind ourselves to go to the blesser and not the blessings.
所以我们也要常常的那个提醒自己，要看到是给我们祝福的人，而不是祝福的事情。
So the first application is consciously go back to the blesser, who is the source of our blessings.
所以第一个呢，就是要大家做到的是，常常记得要回到祝福我们的人面前。
And secondly, if Jesus is a light and we view ourselves in this light,
那因为神耶稣基督是光，所以我们是在这个光底下。
We will notice that we are very sinful people.
所以我们可以看到我们是何等的有罪啊。
And you know what? When we have a high view of sin, that is if we really see sin as God sees it, as something that is sick and unholy,then we will have a higher appreciation of what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago.
所以我们在这个神的光之下，如果能够看到我们是身上带着多少的罪恶的话，我们才能够在这个里面来看到神所给我们的，神所给我们的那个一切。
You see, a high view of sin means a high view of God.
那我们看到，用那个很，就是能够看到这些的罪恶，我们才能够看到神所给我们的。
Contrastly, if we have a very low view of sin, we'll have a very low view of God.
如果我们看不到这些罪恶，所以我们也看不到神所为我们所做的一切。
We'll have a very shallow view of who He is and what He has done for us.
如果我们只肤浅的看到他所为我们做的一切。
See, we think that, hey, we're not that bad, right? We don't think our sins are such a big deal. Then who needs a savior?
如果你不觉得说你是有罪，你不觉得说你是亏欠的，那你怎么会看到神所为我们所做的一切呢？
Jesus then is just another person in history.
耶稣就变成只是另外一个历史上的人物了。
At best, maybe he's a great teacher.
也许他只是一个很好的老师。
But if we truly understand how wicked and wretched we are, then Christmas is just not a holiday we get off from work.
如果说我们能够看到我们是多么的有罪，我们多么的那个不圣洁，那我们才会看到他所为我们做的一切。
It's a reminder of the birth of the Savior.
那这是让提醒我们这个我们救主的那个诞生。
You see, when a man sins against another man, the penalty is finite.
那如果人那个对另外一个人有罪的话呢，他的来生他只是一个有限的生命。
Because human beings are mortal.
因为人的生命是有限的。
The worst case scenario for penalty of a crime is death.
那最大的那个对人的那个最大的罪恶的那个惩罚呢，就是死亡。
But when man, remember he's mortal, when he sins against God, who is immortal or eternal,then the penalty of such an offense is infinite.
那如果说一个有限的生命的人，他对神有罪的话，因为神是无限的，他是永恒的，那这个罪孽的就变成是无限的了。
You see, when we sin against God, who is eternal, then the penalty is everlasting.
如果我们在神里面有罪的话，那我们这个那个就是惩罚就是变成无限的了。
Eternal suffering and eternal separation.
那是无限的痛苦，无限的跟神的分离。
We finite human beings can never pay such a price.
那我们对有限生命的人是没有办法来偿还这个。
In fact, it's impossible.
那是不可能的。
But you see, just at the right time, when we're still powerless, while we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
那在我们还是那个没有权利没有那个不知道我们的罪恶的时候，神已经为我们死了。
God loves you and I so much that he became man so that he who is eternal can take on an eternal penalty.
那神是多么的爱我们，因为这样他才是道成肉身，他才在我们中间来承担我们的罪。
And that is the redemptive beauty in a true story, which is Christmas.
那就是他救赎我们的一个美好的地方，这就是圣诞节的一个真实的那个原因。
So this Christmas, I pray you don't have a merry one, but a blessed one.
希望这个圣诞节呢，并不是只是快乐，而是一个被祝福的。
One in which the source of your joy is not internal, I mean, is internal and expresses itself externally.
那就是看到，就说这个祝福呢，是从我们内心感到的，是来看到祝福的，为我们祝福的这个人。
All right, let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。好 ，you just pray. Okay.
God, thank you so much that 2,000 years ago you came from heaven to earth, to be born and to suffer and die for each one of us. Lord, I do pray that ultimately we'll continue to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.Lord, I do pray for each one of us here, if they have not trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, that they would do that, and that they will see this gift of eternal life. Not a gift that will perish, but one that is everlasting. So God, would you illuminate our eyes and open our hearts to receive such gift and to commit to you and to following you. Lord, I also pray for the Christians here, that we will not seek the blessings, but seek the blesser, Lord. That we will not let the external control our internal,but rather let the internal overflow to our external aspects of our life. So God, I pray for that, Lord, that we have true joy despite any circumstances we are in. Lord, I do pray for us here as the body of Christ. We know there is tremendous pain and tremendous sorrow even as the year ends. But Lord, we know that your mercies are new every morning. So God, as we look forward to 2012, I pray that you would help us to commit to you, help us to continue to fix our eyes on Jesus and not to our circumstances.Give us true joy, give us true peace, which can be found from you alone. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.